Hello, 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 my beautiful people. It's your girl Riri Okoye sending you so much love. Welcome to the Happiness Grove podcast. We are on the fifth edition. And my question to you is that can challenging yourself with happiness goals improve your mood? Now, let me tell you, I have been doing challenges for quite a while now. Some of you that are watching this or listening to this know that I have done quite a few challenges. And I remember one of the challenges I did recently, well, about during COVID, it was a super confidence challenge. And I was challenging people to be more confident, you know. And I actually had a further program that I was selling to my audience. And it was, I think it was a 4-day to 5-day confidence challenge. And by the end of it, so many of you, your confidence had just raised, like you were like, "Man, Riri, I'm ready for this." And guess what? Because you were so confident, the product that I was trying to sell, not that many people bought it because I had brought you to that state of confidence that you were like, "I can do anything." So I'm hoping that in terms of this happiness challenge, that I will get the same results with the people that are in this challenge, and that by the end of the happiness challenge, you'll be like, "Riri, you've brought me from where I was to where I am now, and I feel empowered. I feel great." Because my purpose is to help you improve your overall happiness and well-being. Speaking of well-being, did you know that I just received a corporate wellness certificate from the School of Center of Excellence with a distinction? That's just by the side. But anyway, today we're talking about, can challenging yourself with happiness goals really improve your mood? So at the beginning of this month, I dropped a happiness goal challenge. It was a 30-day challenge to help you improve your happiness. And we are on day 16. So we have just passed the halfway mark. So if you've been involved in this challenge, I want to ask you, how are you doing? How is your mood? Are you actually feeling happy? Have you been cheating? Have you been doing it every day? Have you thought to yourself, "Riri's not going to ask me today, so I'm not going to do it"? Anyway, let me tell you why challenge yourself anyway. What is the whole purpose? Now, one of the reasons why I decided to do this happiness goal challenge in November is because we are coming to the end of the year. And what tends to happen at the end of the year are, depending on your location, two different things. So for us here in the UK, it gets very dark. By about 4 or 5 o'clock, it gets very dark. And that lack of lightness can actually make people feel depressed. So in terms of doing this challenge, is helping you to improve your mood despite the darkness outside. Now, in the other side of the world, Lagos, also, it's not dark, the weather doesn't change that much, but people are worried. It's coming to Christmas, it's coming to the end of the year. There's a lot of financial stress in that environment. So a lot of people I know, people are bothered about the economy. They're worried about the elections. And so the mood is not as joyful as it normally is, you know. So that's why I thought to myself, this is a great opportunity for November for us to do this challenge. Not only that, I also try to make it fun. I also try to, you know, make it, I also try to give goals where you're actually intentional in doing the goals that you want to achieve. So that is what I actually did. Now, what did I do for myself? Because, you know, I'm part of this challenge. This is day 16. And, you know, when I do challenges, I like to challenge myself so that I'm part, you know, I'm leading you on and championing you on. But Riri is doing the challenge too. So what did I do? First of all, one of the things that I did was I actually bought a happiness journal. And this happiness journal was very intentional because in the morning you have to write 3 things that you're grateful for. And then you write what you're excited about for the day, you know. And then it also, this book gives you a challenge, okay? So one of the challenges on the first day was start your day with positive affirmations. And I wrote in here, "I am blessed and highly favored." And then in the evening, it's reflection. So it says, "What one thing did you do for yourself today?" And in this first challenge, I said, "I deeply moisturized my hands," okay? And then the last thing it says is, This made me smile today. So I wrote down that I spoke to my friend Ngozi, and for whatever reason, we both had a really good laugh in that conversation, and I wrote it down. Okay. So that is what I did. So what activities have I achieved in doing this challenge? And the people, some of you that are on this challenge, I hope that you have been doing the challenges day by day. And it's not, you don't necessarily have to do what, you know, what the one that's on day one, you can mix it around. But I'll tell you the things that I've been doing. So I already mentioned that I started this happiness journal. And then one of the things I did was bought flowers. I've just gotten into this season now where I enjoy flowers. I enjoy seeing them. I enjoy smelling them. So that was one of the things that I did. I dressed up for no reason. Sometimes I dress up and my husband will say, "Where are you going?" Or my brother-in-law will say, "Where are you going?" I'm not like, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm just dressed up." Another challenge was that to tell someone that I love them. And yes, I do tell my, you know, loved ones that I love them every now and then, but I was really intentional in this challenge. What else did I do? I took a selfie. I went on long walks. I smiled at a stranger. And let me tell you about this, because there was this young girl in the bus and she was just looking at me. You know what children are like? She was just looking at me like this. And so I just went, you know, and well, she didn't smile back, but I know she was confused, but it was a challenge that I had in my journal to smile at a stranger, and I did. Another thing that I did in this season was to take deep breaths, because my sister runs this meditation class and it runs every month. So in this class, we were all encouraged to meditate. Might be mindful of being present in our present state. So that was what we did. And we just, you know, breathed in and out and just relaxed and just felt in the present. So I did that. Other things I did, I watched a funny TikTok video. I looked at old albums, because again, when you look at old photos, it just reminds you, especially in the happy ones, of a period or a season. And sometimes when you look at those old photos, you're like, "God, I've really grown from here, haven't I?" Okay, what else did I do? Well, today I'm wearing a favorite top. I'm not going anywhere, but this is one of my favorite tops, so I'm rocking it today, all right? And another thing that I did, in moderation, but it does make me happy, is I ate chocolate. I ate chocolate, okay? So what happened? What was the result of, you know, the halfway mark and doing some of these? There's so many more activities that I plan to do and people in my tribe are doing in terms of this 30-day challenge, happiness goals, is I feel more optimistic. I'm telling you, this intentional doing all of these things is making me feel more optimistic. It's actually making me feel more grateful, especially in the morning when I have to think about three things that I'm grateful for. It's actually given me inner peace, because one of the things that I talk about when I'm talking about happiness is not just always about excitement, but it's also about feeling peaceful within. So that's one of the things that this challenge is doing for me. And then it's also making me content, because I'm thinking about these things. I'm thinking about my life and appreciating the things in my life, and sometimes just being centered in the present is actually making me feel content. So I just wanted to lay out what we're doing. We're at the halfway mark. If you haven't joined us in the challenge, I'm going to drop the link so that you can start it. You can either think to yourself, "Okay, I'm going to start it today and I'm going to finish it halfway before Christmas." Or you can decide that you want to start it in December and finish it all the way to the 30th of December. It's really up to you. But I'm telling you, this works. And as I said, I've done challenges before with groups, and the people that have been involved with them, by the end of the challenge, they're roaring to go. They're like, "Riri, I love this. I got this." And I want you that are listening to get this too, because we're coming to the end of the year, but you're going to be intentional about your happiness and your well-being, because that is what I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to serving you, because I am your extraordinary happiness coach. So we have reached the end of the podcast today. Drop me a line. Let me know if you're involved in the challenge, or if you want to be involved in the challenge, or what you are doing on a daily basis to improve your happiness and wellness. Once again, my name is Riri Okoye. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to serving you again soon. Take care. Bye.